Do you swear on the Constitution of the United States to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
This is Police Radio,
the voice of American law enforcement,
with your host, Randy Sutton.
This story was sent to me by a former police officer who's recently featured on several police websites. It definitely is a must hear for everyone who supports law enforcement and officers who have been involved in line of duty shootings. It is called A Letter to the Man I Killed. Some people know this about me, others do not. I have killed a man. This is not a confession, it is just a fact. I have nothing to hide about it. I'm not ashamed of the fact. I have no regrets about doing it. I was doing my job. At the time of your death, I was a police officer, and you tried your best to kill me. I am the police officer that killed you. I hope you are not long in your suffering, but as I am aware during the short time I spent with you, listening to your cries of agony and for mercy, and the curses you spat at me, I endured as you bled to death. I endured. I hope you had a chance to reconcile with our Creator before you went, and that angels bore you away to a better place. I would have prayed with you had there been time, but there was not, so I could only pray for you. And occasionally, I still do. People who choose a path like the one you chose probably don't weigh into the equation the most dreadful consequences of their actions. I weighed it into my own equation every day as a police officer. I have experience with death. In fact, death and I are quite intimate with each other. You have your death. I died a physical death once, albeit briefly, but I was brought back. I wondered for what? A specific event? Your death? I never really feared a physical death. When I came back, that lack of fear was reaffirmed. I suppose that made me infinitely more dangerous as an adversary, more so than someone merely chest-thumping with a nothing-to-lose attitude at the risk of sounding cliché. I took your life, I get that. But still, you took something from me, and you changed me forever. I've been a hunter for most of my life, including a hunter of armed men. What Hemingway said about the hunting of armed men and killing and liking it is true. You never really care for anything else thereafter. I hunt animals still, but often do not pull the trigger. Perhaps in time, that will change. Killing a man is nothing to take lightly. It changes you. It changes what people think about you. You aren't the same person anymore. And still, I love life. I revel in the beauty of it, both the simplicities and the intricacies of it. I appreciate life. This solitary act does not define me. It doesn't even scratch the surface. People who do not know talk about it as though it was no big deal, but I will tell you, it's a huge deal. Get over it. Put it behind you. Try not to think about it. Which are all great thoughts, were it that easy. Who wouldn't? But it doesn't work that way. Perhaps people would begin to understand the gravity of it were they to see a police officer choking on the barrel of their own gun trying to turn it off, or writing about it with the muzzle of a gun pressed against their temple. Some succumb to the haunting despair. I will not. To the contrary, I consider it a visit from an old enemy. I sometimes welcome the nightmares, the gore, and the violence, to let it know it will never best me. The outcome is the same at its base. I live. Whatever attacks me does not. They fail. I survive. When I awaken from my sleep, if you can call it that, dripping, slick with sweat, heart pounding, I am still alive. I get to relive our event every day since it happened. Not because I want to. I have no choice. It just comes calling whenever it feels like it. No warning. It just intrudes multiple times a day. What triggers it? Everything and nothing at all. I'm always expecting the unexpected, always aware. I have a heightened tactical plan to kill everyone I meet. Only a police officer or soldier would understand that. It's not paranoia. I am situationally aware, even in my dreams. Realistically, there is always a target on my back. But that's what I signed up for when I pinned on the badge. That's just part of what it's like to be a police officer. Walt Whitman said, if you done it, it ain't bragging. But if you haven't done it, the things I have done, your opinion, armchair quarterbacking, and constant shuffling of the what-if deck really doesn't mean shit to me. For the most part, well, you cheated a little, but it was still a fight to the death. Your death. But I don't hate you, truth to be told. I just feel sorry for you. Oddly, I have not shed one tear for you. And I've cried many times during my career. My lamentation over the loss of my favorite bird dog was loud, tearful, and long-lasting. Maybe because he was a true friend, and you were just what you were. My enemy. And that changes everything. You made fatal mistakes. Young and invincible. Tough guy. Full of bravado, whether false or real. You had choices, and you made poor ones. I was already committed when I climbed out of my patrol car and stood on that asphalt. Perhaps you just hesitated, or maybe were just too slow. The latter is an obvious fact. Everything else is merely speculation. I'd like to thank you for some things. Looking over my shoulder for the rest of my life, and for cutting my career 13 years short. Thanks for helping me see that my department was totally incapable of handling the shooting investigation and subsequent homicide investigation. It perfectly illustrated the creed, a false friend is more dangerous than a known enemy. It was a real eye-opener after many years on the job to realize that incompetent supervisors and politicians have no hesitation to hang a target on the back of a good police officer for doing his job and doing it well. I wonder how many other officers have had their civil rights violated by their own departments during post-shooting investigation fiascos. Police officers have rights too. Please keep that in mind. While my career was cut short, I'm thankful I would never again at that agency have to endure shoddy procedures and listening about my other options in a justified deadly force scenario from cowards and idiots. Nor will I have to worry about being returned to the front lines as soon as possible without a chance to decompress. Not worry that a modicum of protection would be afforded my family, who has suffered greatly at their hands. I remember visiting the scene of the shooting on the first anniversary of your death, not knowing what I would find there. What I find there was absolutely nothing to mark the occasion. There was, however, a small token of remembrance there when I left. That struck me as very sad. The only one who bothered to pay their respects was the one who put you in the ground. Were I able, I would sit down and share a drink with you, and a fine meal. I would do so before I broke bread with some of my so-called brothers or the politicians from my own town who were so quick to feed us to the wolves. I mean that with every fiber of my soul. You are a worthy adversary. I thank you for bringing a real gun to a real gunfight. I thank you for turning your attention to me and leaving the younger officer alone. I thank you for the baggage that keeps me in a perpetual state of being physically and mentally worn out. Perhaps I'll see you on the other side. If you reconciled and the angels came to take you away to a heaven that early summer morning, if so, maybe we can have that drink and share a meal. If not, you made another bad choice, infinitely worse than the first, and I will never see you again. With sincerity, the police officer that killed you. That story demonstrates the real feelings that happen when a police officer is involved in a line of duty shooting, when they are forced to take the life of a human being. Despite all of the press and the media that portray the police as bloodthirsty, racist creatures that enjoy hurting people, that was the reality. You just hurt. The pain, the hurt. And looking back, the fact that it changes your life forever. That's what policing does.